Amen. Reading tonight in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Is anybody here ashamed of Jesus tonight? Huh? You just can't hardly find it in your heart to pray out loud or to worship God out loud or take a stand before the world for Jesus? Amen. Well, listen to Luke 12 and 8. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I like to preach tonight on you got to come out in the open. You got to confess up. Huh? Praise God. Tom Dooley was a Navy medic with a pretty good knowledge of French. He'd studied in France and inducted into the Navy. They sent him to Vietnam during the time the French were leaving out of North Vietnam and turning it over to the communists. And so they put him in charge of doctoring the refugees that were fleeing by the multiplied thousands out of North Vietnam into South Vietnam. Amen. And he made recommendations to generals and those in power and the powers that be to whom it may concern, that he thought that those that were participating in American aid should wear their uniform. And that all American aid should be plainly marked, and that everybody that received it should know that it was compliments of the United States of America. Amen. They knew that the communist propaganda machines had told so many lies to the people fleeing across the border that they were scared of them. They were wary of them. They had told them stories how that they ate little babies and how that they would kill them all and how that they would inject diseases into their bodies. And they were very wary, but they were too sick and too dying and too bad a shape, amen, to murmur and complain too much when Tom Dooley and his aides took them in hand and healed their mutilated and sick bodies. They told him in medical school that he would never have to see an outbreak of smallpox again. Diphtheria and typhoid were all in the past. Cholera was in the past. Leprosy was a thing that belonged to ancient days. And the yaws and various other diseases, both internal and external, amen, had vanished from the scene due to medical science. Tom Dooley was about to get his eyes open, however. He would see every one of these things dragged in almost dead condition, emaciated, depleted of life. Amen. And it would take a miracle as such to see them recover. But he did see them recover. They came into the compounds by the thousands, sometimes 30,000 a day. The lines were long and the hours were long. They set up tents. Amen. And in every case, they took heed to his recommendation. They plainly marked the medicines. They plainly marked and put the men that worked in uniform so that those that had been brainwashed by the communist lies would know where it came from. Don't you think it's time that we came out in the open and let our light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven? Amen. Along the last, he had left Vietnam and it had been turned over. The French had vacated North Vietnam and turned it over to the communists. Tom Dooley would come back to the United States to lecture all across the country. He would beg and borrow and finagle every bit of medication, every bit of food, everything that he could beg and borrow and finagle from every foundation in the country. Amen. They sent him multiplied thousands of all kinds of things, from bars of soap unto Band-Aids. Amen. He took them back into Laos this time and set up two headquarters in cities in Laos, not knowing what to expect. But out of the jungles and the dirt and the filth and the muck and the mire of those muddy roads, no roads to the villages, there they came, an endless, never-ending troop of people afflicted with everything under the sun. The diseases that he had said they had told him in medical school and had vanished from the face of the earth were all there in those remote areas. He had to teach them to be clean. He had to tell them, amen, the relationship to disease and dirt. And he also had to compete with the witch doctor who merely made the disease worse by rubbing on cow's dung. Tom Dooley said, I gave him a shot of penicillin and they paid us two coconuts. And so that we would have good relationship, he said, I gave one to the witch doctor and kept one for myself. Not because I needed the coconut, but he said they were a people of pride. They felt like they needed to pay. And he said psychologically, they did need to pay. No matter how small remuneration it was, they paid. Amen. Again, he took the adage, this is aid from the United States, until all of his students and those that he inducted out of the townspeople and the young people to be his co-workers. It was a matter of the tongue and cheek as they quoted the words in Vietnamese. Amen. This is American aid. Amen. He wanted them to know where it came from. Don't you think the world needs to know today where the blessing of God comes from? Don't you think the world needs to know, praise God, the true meaning of Christmas? Don't you think the world needs to know the author of time? For then and then only will they have a truly happy new year. Amen. All over our country, they're getting over their drunks, getting ready to have an even bigger party Tuesday night. Amen. They just got over one drunk and they're getting ready to start another one. Amen. Oh, God help us as Christians, praise God, to rise and shine and let the world know that he's not a babe in a manger anymore. He's the King of glory and he's about to split the skies and come again. Amen. Our confession is very important. We need to come out in the open. We need to let people know what side we're on. People's watching us, and we don't hide much from anybody. Did you know if we're a hypocrite around, just about everybody, including our children, already knows we're a hypocrite? Amen. Hey, ain't no use hypocriting around. If we're hypocriting around, just about everybody in church already knows that we ain't nothing but a hypocrite. Praise God. Don't you think it's time to start a new year coming out in the open for God, standing up and be counted for Christ? Amen. It's time to quit being mealy-mouthed when the devil is plenty loud about it. I mean, I was driving right down High Street in Hamilton, Ohio, and I thought something was wrong with my car. It was vibrating and something was going boom, ooh, ooh, ooh. My windows were shaking. Amen. And the automobile, I thought there's something wrong with my car. And I glanced to my right, and a young man in an old flivver, amen, was advertising his wares. He had her cranked up just as loud. In fact, he was adjusting his buttons. And he could care less who her. As a matter of fact, he wanted folks to hear what he had to offer. He wanted to be seen and heard. I don't necessarily think that we need to be so blatant, amen, and bold about our witness for Christ, but we don't need to be putting it under a bushel neither. Can you say amen? Amen. I don't necessarily believe that we ought to drive our lights on bright in folks' eyes and not dim our light when we're meeting somebody on the highway to prove that we've got big bright lights. Amen. I heard a trucker griping, amen, as he drove down the highway about somebody. This was back in CB days where I still had one. Amen. And he was griping about the guy behind him had all his lights turned on, including his fog lights. Amen. And this driver couldn't stand the lights. I'll tell you what, if you're a truck driver and can't stand the lights, amen, you're in the wrong place out there on the highway. Amen. You need to change jobs. Praise God. But the world today is sensitive to the light. They can't stand that Christian light. Oh, they can cuss loud. Amen. Tom Dooley was a nominal Catholic. Amen. He used four-letter words once in a while. Amen. If a cursing Catholic could go into a foreign land and give years of his life until he came down with cancer himself and died because he felt compassion for those poor people. Amen. He commandeered three of his friends. One of them had just got married, and the other was expecting a baby any time, and persuaded them to go to Vietnam or to Laos with him, back in service for those poor, oppressed people. Amen. I think if a cussing Catholic can do something humanitarian, I think the people of God needs to do things humanitarian. Can you say amen? I think we need to get up off our haunches and do something for God. Amen. So Bill Pepper, amen, from up here at Xenia, Ohio, amen, learned how to use Novocaine. A dentist taught him how to use Novocaine. He went as a missionary to Peru. Amen. And one of the inroads he had in the mountains and the jungles of Peru, whether it was in the high mountains where the air was thin or in the jungles way down low, amen, where it was sultry and disagreeable, amen, he always found the crowd that had a toothache. He pulled a many a tooth and helped a many a person. Amen. Because he just learned one healing art. Praise God. Folks, I believe if we'll seek the face of God as God wants us to seek His face and heal one person, lay hands on one individual and heal them. Amen. It'll make a difference in the way our light shines. Mac Barker's still telling this year, a year later, how God healed somebody, amen, at the house. Praise God, that was sick. Raised them up. because he dared to let his light shine. We're going to have to put on some holy boldness, take the bushel off of our light, amen, and stretch out our hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. They looked out seven men that were full of faith and wisdom and full of the Holy Ghost, honest and of good report, to assist, amen, 12 apostles in the work that they had to do. I want you to notice that for at least 25 to 50,000 people, they had 12 pastors and 7 deacons. Amen. And they lost one of those deacons pretty soon because he did such a good job that they stoned him to death. So now they only have 6 deacons and 12 pastors in Jerusalem. Amen. That means it only takes one half a good deacon for every pastor to do that job. Amen. If he'll work, if he'll pray, if he'll get down to business with God. You know what got Stephen into trouble? He healed so many sick and did such a good job that he was shining too bright for Jesus. Amen. And an enemy said that if anybody confessed that Jesus was the Christ, that they would be put in prison and put out of the synagogue. Amen. Saul was looking for them. But you know what? He didn't put out their light. They just kept shining for God. Even in Damascus, where he went, when God spoke to the unknown Ananias. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, yes. Never to be heard of again. But he said, go, lay hands on Saul, for he's praying. Amen. Ananias questioned God, said, I've heard about him and how that he's made havoc of the church. Amen. And how he's made trouble for the church. Praise God. Oh, but God said, go, for you got to tell him how great things he must suffer for not my name's sake. Ananias walked in. He knew that Paul had already prayed through. Amen. Because he said, brother Saul, hallelujah, arise and be baptized. Laid hands on him, and the scales fell from his eyes. Praise God. And Saul of Tarsus became one of them. And he was glad to say he was one of them. He didn't hide it anyway, any place. Praise God. He kept saying, I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them. Praise God. He used to sing the old song. We've sung it here. There's people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to his name. And I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them. Everybody's one of them. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep saying amen. Makes me think you backslid during the holidays when you sat there with your mouth shut. Praise God. You look like you got the habit of watching a boob tube and being entertained and not saying anything back. Praise God. Talk to me. Praise God. Get in. Worship God. The world needs to see the church worshiping God. They see the charismatic going through their rigmarole. They need to see homeless folks worshiping God. Hey, I'm not going to quit because charismatics learned how to do it from us. Amen. I think we ought to do it better. Hallelujah. I think we ought to shout and run the aisle a little better. Amen. I think we ought to hoop and holler and glorify God a little bit better than the rest of them. Glory to God. I believe in spontaneous worship. I'm not too much for putting anything on. I'm not too much for faking it. I believe you haven't prayed through, pray through. You already prayed twice tonight. You ought to pray through. If you're not in such bad shape that you need to confess to somebody. Amen. Yeah. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We start out confessing him. Amen. We better do it while we got chance to do some good. Philippians 2:11 says, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God. Before the day comes that every knee bows and every tongue confess, we'd ask God to forgive us of being so mealy-mouthed about thanking God. We need to go to church to worship God. We need to get in. We need to live up to our name, Pentecostal. We need to live up to our name, Hallelujah. That's what they call us all through South America, all over the Philippines, all over the third world. They call us the Hallelujahs. Why? Because we believe in praising God. We believe in glorifying God. Don't we? Do you? Do you believe in glorifying God? What did you come to church for? Sit there looking like a bat, frog batting its eyes in a hailstorm? Amen. What did we come to church for? How we backslid so badly over the holidays that we can't say hallelujah or help him Lord or something? Praise God. We got so bold and bashful, so unused to coming to church that we're out of shape. Hey, loosen up your praise muscles. Hallelujah. Loosen up your hallelujahs. Loosen up your glories. Loosen up your prayer life. The world needs to know. Your neighbor needs to know. You need to come out in the open. You need to wear your uniform. See, why do you believe in modesty? That's our uniform. Why do you believe in long hair on women? Heard a preacher preaching the other day and said, I can assure you that the covering is not long hair. Well, he didn't read further enough. Just read down a little further. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it says, a woman's hair is given to her for a covering. All you got to do is read the Bible a little bit. Amen. Why do you preach that men ought to get a haircut and have short hair? Because the Bible said if a man has long hair, it's a shame to him. Everybody believes the Bible, say amen. Amen. If a woman has long hair, it's a glory to her. Hallelujah. Amen. Prayer requests come in a mighty barrage about every service. People requesting prayer for people we don't even know. But they need to know when God answers prayer that these holiness folks, these people of God that know how to pray, amen, was an instrument of God in intercession for their souls and for their healing. And for their loved ones, praise God. We need to come out of the closet. We need to stand up and be counted for the glory of God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God dwelleth in him and he in God. Amen. Peter made his confession in Matthew 16:16. Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. If he was in the closet before, he came out in the open before all of them. And he said plainly, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Nathanael was the first doubter. Thomas wasn't the first doubter, incidentally. Nathanael was. When his brother found him, amen, and told him, I've seen Jesus of Nazareth. Nathanael said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Amen. But when he saw him, in John 1:49, Nathanael answered unto him and said, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Praise God. Nathanael canceled his doubts. Amen. And confessed him as his Lord and King. The woman of Samaria in John 4:29 said, come see the man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Amen. Praise God. An unknown gentleman came across the Chinese border into Laos. He brought his daughter, who was horribly hair-lipped. Amen. Through a series of interpreters, they found that he'd come a long ways. It leaked through the grapevine that he was actually a communist lieutenant or general or something. And he had brought his hair-lipped daughter incognito to the American doctor. Amen. Tom Dooley said, I patched her up, sewed her lip back together. Amen. And after she was well, he thanked me heartily and shook my hand. And I think he even hugged him and thanked him and went his way. Tom Dooley said, I'll guarantee you one thing. That's one communist that'll have a different opinion of Americans when he goes back to China. Amen. Oh, praise God. Children, hallelujah. It's time to come out, to stand up and be counted for God. Jesus said, if you don't do it, if you don't confess me before men, if you don't confess me before other boys and girls, if you don't confess me where your workplace, if you don't confess me where you go to school, if you don't confess me before men, neither will I confess you before the Father and His holy angels. Praise God. Peter made another confession in John 6:69. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. When Jesus got near where Martha and Mary and Lazarus lived at Lazarus' death, he'd been buried 4 days. Martha confessed. She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And then Thomas shell down the corn. He'd missed the first prayer meeting, disobeyed the commandment of the Lord. Amen. And missed seeing Jesus the first time. And they told him. They said, we've handled him with our hand. We've seen him. Amen. He was here. Thomas said, I don't believe it, except I put my hand in his side and feel the scars in his hand. I don't believe it. And then he finally made it to church. You know how a lot of folks would get help if they'd just be faithful to church. But when he finally made it, the Lord overlooked his disobedience and his unfaithfulness. Amen. And said, Thomas, come hither. Thrust thy hand in my side. Feel the nail prints in my hand. Thomas' eyes got nothing but bigger. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. He'd been very vocal about his doubts, and aren't we? Aren't we vocal about our gossip? Aren't we vocal about our doubts? We're experts on everybody and everything. We got something to say about everybody and everything, including the preacher. But we're not very bold about speaking up for Jesus. Don't you know that you're called to be a witness? Don't you know, amen, that you got to come out in the open and be counted for Jesus? Don't you know, Dad, that you're supposed to take the lead in your home for God? You're the one that's supposed to lead in grace at the table. You're the one that's supposed to lead your family about spiritual things. Amen. Because you're the head of the woman. Amen. Christ is the head of you. And God is the head of Christ. Amen. That's the chain of command, folks. And God holds you and I responsible for being leaders in our house. Speak up, fellas. Amen. There's going to be a day that you'll be glad you did. We've got everything to say about everything in the world except Jesus. Amen. Come on. Let's get serious about the things of God. Amen. The world is watching us. The church is watching us. Our children are watching us. And everybody already knows if we're not on the up and up, it's up to us to change our testimony for the good. Praise God. But whosoever shall deny me before men, Matthew 10:33, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. That's the other side of the coin. Confession or denial. It will soon come to that. I got a Greek definition on the word confess. Exoumologio is the Greek word. It means confess. It means to thank. It means to promise. It means to confess or to profess. I like this part. To acknowledge openly and joyfully. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Profess. To profess that one will do something. To promise. Agree. Engage. Hallelujah. We sing, Lord, I'm yours. And everything I've got. Lord, I'm yours. Amen. Help me, Lord, to be completely yours. Everything I am and everything I'm not. Amen. Help me, Lord, to be completely yours. Praise God. Oh, we live in a day when lips have grown silent. We live in a day when we got the awfulest bunch of taters in church you ever saw. Spectators. Amen. Oh, yeah. We've got couch potatoes at home, amen, and we've got participators at the ball game, but when they get to church, they got a bunch of spectators that say, I'm here, entertain me if you can, amen, and they're singing all the while, but the look on their face and the attitude and the way they get up and goes, got up and went, I shall not be moved. Amen. We need to be moved. I'll tell you how to be moved when we come to church. Amen. Move the altar of prayer. Hallelujah. Let a whole lot of shaking be going on around the altar of prayer before we get to church. It goes for young folks too. Amen. Jesus wasn't a teenager yet when he told his mother at the age of 12, amen, wist ye not I must be about my Father's business? They found him in church about his Father's business. Amen. He had to grow up after a while. After a while, it's time to quit bringing sack full of toys to church and realize you're here to worship God. Little David was an evangelist when he was 8 years old. Amen. His dad was his manager, preaching all across the country. Amen. I don't know what happened to him after he grew up, but he was already a spectacle at the age of 8 years old. Some of you might have heard him. Some of you might have seen him. Amen. That child evangelist. If you did, you probably tell how old you are. Praise God. Amen. All glory to God. We make confession to get saved. We make confession to get rid of our sins. Praise God. But we need to make a joyful confession after we're saved and keep it up. Amen. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins. Amen. That then you won't be so sad, you see, when you get rid of your sins. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Some of you had too much Christmas and you came to church about half backslid. Amen. The only way to get right with God is to get down to business with God. Get your spirituality back. Ask God to forgive you of your neglect. Ask God to forgive you of being carried away with material things until you couldn't praise God. Amen. Get down to business with God, and God will do business for you. Amen. He said, there are times that we need to even confess our faults one to another and pray one for another that we might be healed. Well, how many of you know that a ministry made a new start when they did just exactly that? I've seen several in my time. Amen. There's a whole bunch that can make a brand new start by confessing their faults one to another and making a new start for God. Yeah, when we fail God and miss God, we need to come out in the open and confess that we failed God, missed God. Preacher friend of mine, at least a nominal or at least a lay preacher, walked up to me in the camp meeting over here at Connersville several years ago. He hugged my neck and confessed in my ear. He said, "Since I saw you the last time, I failed God. I want you to forgive me." I did. Amen. And God will too, if we mean business with God. Stand with me tonight as they come to sing. And let's pray. Father, challenge our hearts tonight. Amen. To come out in the open. To wear our uniform. Glory to God. To not be ashamed of the label of Christianity. To not be ashamed of being separated from the world. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. As they sing, make your way to the altar and let's call on God. Let's cry out to Jesus.